Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's post asks, is JCPenney stuck with stores? New York Times' Stephanie Clifford asked me for reactions to JCPenney's recent presentation about the vision and path forward for the venerable chain. My comments were featured in her piece as follows. Denise Lee Yon, a branding consultant, said that she was impressed with some of his ideas, but that Penny's physical presence was a limiting factor. Quote, I don't think the opportunity to do something dramatically different is possible, given their real estate and the realities of retail. I thought I'd flesh out my thoughts a little further. CEO Ron Johnson seems to have accurately diagnosed the chain's problems with comments like, we have to radically rethink presentation, and we haven't given the customer enough reasons to love us. And among the smart plans he and President Michael Francis outlined were focusing on new, hot brands and launching a new monthly magazine-like book. But they also announced they wouldn't be launching a new prototype store until 2014 and projected it would take until 2015 for the total transformation to be complete. While I don't question the magnitude of the change needed, 3 years is a lifetime in retail. Tectonic shifts in technology will continue to change the retail landscape and consumer buying behavior as well. And emerging brands like Uniqlo and H&M seem to be well on their way to making mid-tier department stores obsolete. Meanwhile, I'm dubious that today's fair-weather investors will be patient enough to wait 3 years, especially when they've got other retail options like Apple, whose share price recently soared to record levels after the high-tech giant doubled its profits in 1 year. Moreover, although JCPenney's shares gained 15% after the company issued a 2012 profit outlook well above analyst projections, I question whether it will indeed be able to fund the transformation with cash flow from operations at its promised. But I suppose the company is stuck with large, expensive, and in many cases less than desirably located retail assets. And as such, it only has so many options to explore and levers to maneuver. I was bullish on JCPenney when I wrote my Brands to Watch in 2012 post earlier this year, and I remain cautiously optimistic, but I would like to have seen a more aggressive turnaround timeframe and more ideas about transforming the shopping experience. What do you think? Please visit my blog and let me know. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Take care and thanks again.